Okay. Im nofla tipas dio l'toch ha'os. Okay, so you had a little drop of ink that now fell on top of the letter. Now, it's not going to make a difference whether the letter is dry or not. It's still going to be a problem. The ain nikiras ha'os, you can no longer recognize the os due to the ink that dropped on it. Ain tokana ligror hadio. You're not allowed just to scrape off the extra ink and now, you know, do it. And because by scraping off the extra ink that splotched on it, then you'll have the letter there. Because this is called like engraving a letter and not writing it. Meaning, like if you're chiseling something, you're sculpting something, you have a piece of pottery. And no, that's a bad example. You have the clay, and then you take away the clay, and then square emerged, a rectangle emerged, something emerged because I took out that. I didn't make it, I took out. So here, by scraping away the ink, you're forming the letter, but not actually writing the letter. Mishum to the inan, because if you have to write the letter, you can't like have the letter formed automatically by removing the excess. If you write a dalet that has a little tag at the end, and now you shouldn't do, you're supposed to erase, right? So you can't just scrape off that edge on the corner of the dalet, turn into a resh. O beis makom chaf, or you wrote a little bit of a beis, you wrote extra in the bottom, and you want to scrape off that little bottom, turn into a chaf. That also doesn't work. Ain tekana limchok hatag l'sakin ha'ois mishum dehavi kechok tochos. And you can't just take off the top of it. Because again, this is the whole problem is you're not writing the letter. The letter is formed, but it's formed by removing the excess.
And this is not the letter you're on currently. This is after everything's done.
This could be the letter you're doing, actually. Yeah, we'll see why. There'll be a difference between a tefillin and mezuzahs. But this is even the letter that you're currently on, even if you didn't write the next one, according to.
Couldn't you scrape off more and then just add some to it, like once you're scraping?
Maybe you scrape the whole thing off. That'd be different if you remove the whole thing. But here you have
just removing enough to form it, is not
correct. Okay, Samach Aleph, Dio, this ink, Hu Adin Seva Acher, it can be a different color also. If they would change the actual way the formation of the letter would look. But if wax would fall on it, now wax is clear. So you think, well, this could happen because before electricity, you're reading by candlelight or something like that, or you're writing this and you're using candles, and now the wax falls onto the tefillin. Ash mechase la'os, me'inikiris. Right, it fell on it and you can't use it. Afa pichin mutal salik. But in the case of the wax, you're going to be allowed to scrape it off. Deshava ein mevatel ksav. Because that does not really, it's just covering it. It's not really changing it inherently. I'm bir halachi. There's a whole fascinating idea over here about if this happened during a weekday, if this happened on a Shabbos, when you're allowed to just scrape it off, when you're allowed to hold it over to a flame that causes it to melt and slides off by itself. But in other words, let's say I had a piece of paper over my thing. So I wouldn't say that piece of paper right now has changed the letter. It's just covering it. So too, when the wax falls onto the tefillin, the wax is just covering those. It's not essentially changing it. Chaf bey, samach beis. It goes latoch bein shenug a hatipa begufa os olo, whether it hits the actual letter itself or not. Vehu hadin imnoflo hatipa al Kave ha'os mamash on one of the lines. It wouldn't change it necessarily, but like you'd have, drawings would be helpful. You'd have a letter bays and it falls on one of the lines of the bays, not inside or anything like that. Venis pashida tipa gamichut lahaos. Right now, that spreads past that line. Right, ad she'enu nikra ha'os and this bitmunoso. It is, and now it's changed the letter because it started inside the letter, but now the base now it goes down or something like that or up. It makes it look different. If it's in a nikaris, it's no longer recognizable. Samech gimel bein she'alidei zeh nishtana tmunos la'os acheres. Now whether it's turned into a different looking letter, keep going. For example, shenafla tipa toch chalal veiz v'nira kepei. Can make it into look like a pei the way it dropped. Osha of the tmunos of ein shma'allah. It's nothing. There's not a letter anymore. You ask a little kid what letter is it looking and say, I don't know. I never learned one in all veiz. It's not a letter. Hu adin b'shar osis anything. I mean, these are just common examples where it could change. But if any letter that this applies, v'afilim ayide hatipa nechzar rak kotos shel yud. Even if by doing this, it just takes off the top part of the yud. Bein yamin, o small, on the right or left, posel. Imis topic bows. No, I'm not sure. I can't tell. Does it still look like letters or not? Then we do our trick. In Sraso Lava Lo, Mare Latino Dulochakim Velo T Pace. So you have a little kid who's not too smart, not too simple, and you cover up the other letters around it, and you say, excuse me, what letter is this? So the kid looks at it. And they're able to tell, you know, that's a mem. Now, the reason you have to cover it is because, let's say, it doesn't really look like that letter, but the kid can just read the word. So they'll read, it says, you know, vayedaber, and they'll say, okay, I know that's a bays, whatever it is. So you have to cover it up, so they can't really tell what the word is you're asking. Then, yeah, you say, what letters, and they'll tell you what it looks like. You cover, like, a piece of paper on both sides of it. They don't have no context clues. So what else do we say? You're not allowed to scrape it. You can't scrape it. Samachtal ligror. Afilu mavir kumus al ha'ois la'achar shechok tocho einim olio. So even if I would write the letter afterwards, meaning I scraped it off and now it looks like a shin. Now it looks like a kuf. And then I take the pen, I rewrite it again, it's still no good. Hadio, samachay. Afilu im hatipa lach. Now even if this is a chiddush, right, the ink is still wet. And then the letter is dried already, so then it's not really changing it so much. Lo amrinan, we don't say she kikisu ba'alma al ha'os is just covering the os like the wax was covering it. No, this ink is a real thing. You've changed what the letter looks like beforehand. So any ink that would drop on it would be a problem if it would change it, right? But I'll give you, let's say they had like, let's say it had flakes of ink, dried ink, they would drop on it. So don't say, oh, because this little black flake dropped on it, now that changed the, oh, that's a cover. That just brushes right off. But the ink is inherently changing the O's, even though it's wet, I can just get it right off without it necessarily drying on it, that's still a problem, he says. Okay. And then chok tochos. You have this in several places. The letter is like being popped out instead of actually writing it. Pirush shechokek hatoch shel ha'ois. You carve out the letter, what's surrounding the letter. Umemelin, and it automatically comes out. Nishar ma she'ena moichek b'tzuras ha'ois. Like, you know, you remove the excess, and now all of a sudden you have kids use like the art projects in school. They make the letter emerges from it, but that's not allowed. Because if it costs a bit, it says you can't do chakik. L'chokok, samach zayin. V'zeh gam kein chakik amikri. This is called carving it out. Kevin she'eno osa maise begufa os. Because you're not really doing anything to the actual os itself. El yigur gam kein k'tas meha os. So this is the thing you're asking. What if I didn't write the next letter yet? I have a messed up gimel over here. I didn't write the next letter. Even if I hadn't written the next letter yet, possible to fill the mezuzah to be eating kesidrin. Even if if the next letter had been written, it's still a problem because now I'm going back and I'm writing it out of order. Right, v'cholze hadin shulchan aruch who machmas shahaos ena nikar v'nizbatel al yidei zeh b'kesiva harishona. You the fact that it was unrecognizable, now that's not called if you really wrote it. So now if I go back and scraped it away, so then I'm now writing it out of order. You follow why? Because it didn't have a letter yet. I wrote the next one, and I go back and fix it. Now I cause it to be written afterwards.
Well, that's if the next one's written.
Yeah. Right. Aval im lo nishtana hatzuras ha'ois, but if the image, the form of the letter hadn't been yet changed, yachalim chok tibas hadio, you could just erase with the thing that fell on it. Ve'ein chilag bein shenaf al hadio letoch chalal ha'ois bilvad, where it fell into the space of the letter. O gam al ha'ois gufo, it fell into the abe gag ha'ois, and became thick because of this. O al yerech is like the five, means the side, the lines are going down this way. Aydezeh. You could still fix it. It's still recognizable what this letter is. By the letter of the law, you really don't have to. It's just like it's a funny looking base. It's not an apostle base. It's a base. It just doesn't look nice. Rock Yosef Tov Shiyasaki. It'd be nice if it, you know, someone's going to look at it. It'd look better if you would clean it up a little bit. Alkein, therefore, Yochla Sos Tikin Zeh Afila B'Tefil Mezuzos to be any Kesidron. In this case, when it really hasn't become possible, then even when you're writing a letter, the letter was never unwritten. The letter was always there. It just wasn't a good looking letter. You're fixing it. That's fine. I'm Bir Halacha. V'da Od. The Shulchan Aruch Mayri Afilu Nofla Hatipa Achar Shenigmar Haos. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where the drop of ink fell on even now after the letter had been completely written. V'cholshkin, how much more so? Im Nofla Koidim Shenigmar Haos. And certainly if the letter has not yet been finished. Kedin. V'gomar Metzchila Haos. V'ein Nikra Dain. It's not. The shape is not recognizable. To bezeh kuliyom asoivrim de ain tekan begriro tipa. In this case, everybody agrees that you can't fix it. Vehare dehare im hay alav me olam shem os. If it never, I'm saying lohalom, it never had on it a letter. You never even call that by a letter at this point. Rak ata I degri, but now by scraping, it's going to turn it into the letter by doing this. Havichok tochos mamish. That's like the epitome. Of it, there's nothing here, and your scraping makes it into the letter. Ach, im goror mitechila hatipa v'roitza atlig ligmor haos. You started right now. You just want to finish it off. Bezei yesh deos being a post game. So this is a fascinating thing. Probably, so I have to bring in the diagrams. Haradach. Sover delomahani, that would not help. The Radach says to svirle the kaven shenof lahatipa al mikzas haos, since it fell on part of the os nizbat the men of shame ksiva v'havik kachikah ba'alma. Now I'm just scraping away. It's not called writing. Umamahani av im yigmar haos aide ksiva. So what? Since I scraped it away anyway, so what? Now I'm fixing it by writing it. That doesn't accomplish anything. It's no good. V'cholshkin, how much more so im nofla al haklaf tipa dio mamish v'nase kemin chatzi os. It looks like a little bit of a letter, but it doesn't look like totally. You know, just that's the way it fell on the klav. To lo shari lahashlim haois aide ksiva. I can't fix it up by just writing the rest of it on there. Vabes Yosef or Ma Makilin. Their makealness afila bezehadin haachron sovereign. To lo mikri chok tochos. That's not called chok tochos. Afilu kishagoymer haois aide chakika. Even if I'm going to finish it off by scraping it. Achachron matzadin laachmir bezehadin. So they like the Radach more than they like this the Beis Yosef over here. Im lo shemoshech hatipas dio halacha umazizam imokom lamokom, by moving it from one place to place ad she'osim imena oshalim dezeh havei kasiva. But if you would get the ink to transfer from one place to the other, right, then that would be called kasiva, and that would not be chok tochos. That would work. So again, what you see here, that if you have a portion of a letter was written and the ink falls and then like distorts it a little bit, so that's the case with the Radach. Says it's no good, but others are making on that. Okay, Samech Ches ain't a con pirush aide hamachika ain't a con. By erasing, it's not going to help. Ava mota lehoisif dio lasos ogol. You could add more ink to it to make it rounded out. V'chein im to'a v'kos of reish b'mokam dalad v'chaf b'mokam beis. You made a mistake and you wrote a reish where there was supposed to be a dalad, or you wrote a chaf where there was supposed to be a beis. V'havu osios often stick. Ein takana shigran v'yamidehem b'tmuz dalad v'beis. Aval mota l'hosif aleihem dio l'hoson b'tmuz dalad v'beis. Right, so you can add on to it in order to make it look like the correct letter. V'chein im to'a v'kos b'mokam zayin nun pshutan. You wrote Zayin, place where there should be the nun. Ain't a kana sheyigru v'yamud al zayin. You can't do begorder it and you know, scrape it off. Dezeh havechok toichos mamish. That's what we're talking about here, right? Peeling it away. Ella tzorich l'machko legamer. You erase the entire thing. V'chein im tov a kos of hay b'makam dalad. You wrote a hay was supposed to be a dalad. Ain't a kana ligror haregel shel hay be yishat your dalad. You can't just scrape off the leg and then now I'm left with the dalad. D'doyme l'samech uveiz shenofel tipa dio sham niskalk del tumunaso aide ze v'mahani greves a tipa. Right, you can't scrape off the drop that fell there on that. So the drop of here, that leg of a hay is like a drop of ink. Fine. Mishum de ain oise maise begufa oise. You can't do anything to the actual goof itself of the letter. V'hochinami so too kahai gav, the same thing. Ella, what do you do? Tzorach ligur gam king katzas hagag ad shishar kimo vav. You scrape off from the top part of it that looks like a vav. Oh, ligror hayarech, that's the side part of it. Ad shelo yishar tsuras dalad alav, doesn't look like a dalad at all. V'achakach yisken, then you can fix it afterwards. Klalos of the milsa, the rule is as follows. Gorer lo mahani lios ksiba bekach, umikre chotochos. Scraping away is not going to help, that's chotochos. Avakoyseid mahani, but writing does help. Shim abe ha'ois medal l'reish, you could fatten it up a little bit to make turn from the dalad into the reish. Omi reish l'dalad, shekosiv ha'tag, the tagan on top. Le'inyin shelo keseder nefachu, but when talking about something out of order, it's the exact opposite. In this case, gorer is kosher, it works to scrape it out. Kigon be Dibuk Oisla Oskin will come on. We're going to talk about learning later on when one letter is touching each other. That's not called actually the letter itself. The kosei posel, but writing will be posel. Lahosiv dio, when we allow you to add ink onto it, lahamid al timunoson, you know, to make it more of the letter itself, haynikishlo kosev haosios acherzeh. That's when you have not yet written the letters that are following it. Meaning that if you would have already written the next letter after, then you would not be allowed to like add any ink in order to fix it up. Okay, the last one, samach tes limchok hatag. You want to get rid of that part, like the tag, the top part that's sticking out. Vafili im achikach yimshoch gam kin gago v'tach tiso shel kof lo mahani. Even if afterwards you're going to draw out the roof of it, the part of it, and the bottom part of the chaf, that's really not going to help. The belav hachi tsuras ala, because even without this, you already have it. It has the regular tsur, the form of the os already, even without this. So therefore it's considered to be as if it's been written. Okay, all right, we will pick up Mirtz Hashem next time with chaf. I'm sorry, Yud Ches.